Bob Bertog, the president of the Bertog Landscape Company, to answer some of our landscaping questions. Hi, Bob.
Hi, John. How are you this week?
Good. What out of the gate should we know from you this week?
Water.
Yeah.
We have not had rain, and we're short about over 2 inches of rain for the month.
I'm surprised it's not more than that. I mean, I know some of us have had rain, but it just, you know, for the nights where it rained through the evening and then kind of dried off in the daytime. We just haven't had a spell of those, have we?
No, not at all. And those are the best rains, the nice, slow, steady rains. But it's just, I don't know. I can't control the weather, but I'm advising people to water.
Even now? I mean, heck, the season's about over, isn't it?
Well, this is the most important time because you don't want those plants going into, especially trees and shrubs, and even the grass for that matter, you don't want them going into winter thirsty. It's just not healthy.
So I know that we often get questions about fertilizing and planting grass seed. The temperatures are down. It's still a little warmer than average, but well, actually, it depends on the week. But anyway, this is not a bad time to put down fresh grass seed, right?
Great time to do it. And sure, it's a little bit warmer during the day, but that's okay because it's not staying warm at night where you're going to have diseases hanging around and the heavy dews actually keep the seed moist. So this is the perfect time to seed.
312-981-7200. You've got a question for Bob. Incidentally, Bob, I had an arborist. I actually just called the local tree service, and the guy came out. He said that big vertical split on the bark of my maple tree, he said, is a split in the bark of your maple tree. He said, you're okay. But he said, maybe you should do a deep root feeding. And I wonder what you made of deep root feeding for trees.
I think they're one of the best things you can do for the tree because you're actually – a lot of people just do a soil drench, but then it takes a while for it to get down into the root zone. Where the deep root, they actually take a probe, and it has, you know, the fertilizer comes out the end of the probe, and they're going down, you know, a foot into the root zone already. So you don't have to wait for it to percolate down, and the roots take it up right away, and very beneficial for the trees, especially this time of year.
Really? So it'd be a good investment now, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
It will be an investment, Bob. But
yeah,
I guess, you know, I mean, trees are just such precious things. You hate to lose them, right?
Exactly. Think about how long that thing's been growing. And now, you know, you don't want it to be on life support. You're better off giving it vitamins so it stays strong and healthy.
Our number's 312-981-7200. You can call or text. Hey, Bob, we have stones alongside the backyard sidewalk. Along the backyard sidewalk in our Chicago yard. How can we prevent the weeds and grass from growing in between the stones? Do you recommend covering the dirt with something? I presume they're talking about a plastic barrier down below. What's your thought, Bob?
Well, it sounds more like you want something more. It's a fabric barrier, so the water goes through it. Plastic, the water's not going to go through. It's actually going to sit there, and then you can harbor mosquitoes. Whereas there's a landscape fabric. It's black and it's dark, so the sunlight doesn't penetrate it, but yet the water will go through it. So that's what I would do.
Pull up the stones, lay this down, and then put the stones on top of this?
Yeah. Yep, put down the fabric and then put the stones on top of that.
Well, I got to pull all those stones out for this person here, Bob?
Somebody's got to do it.
Well, I guess, or you could just topically fight the weeds all year long with a little squirt weed killer, right?
You could, or you could do the one and done.
Which is what you just described.
Take it out and put the fabric down and then put it back.
Okay. Talking to Bob Bertog, the landscape guy from the Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling. Let's let Larry ask you a question. Bob, Larry, what can we do for you?
Hey, Bob and John, I appreciate you guys. I have some Chicago Luster Vibrams that are getting a little larger than I wanted. Can I trim them back to make them narrower and shorter? And if so, when's the best time?
To answer your question, yes, but you have to know going into it, you're going to sacrifice some flowers for next spring. But you should do it about every 3 years, and the best time to do it is in January or February in the dead of winter when the plant doesn't know you're doing it to it. If you do it now, especially it's getting its energy for winter, you try and do some major pruning now, the plants aren't going to appreciate it.
Okay, Larry, so put your mittens on and go do it in the winter. Yep. What about Russ? You're on WGN. Hi, Russ. How can we help you?
Hey, I've never heard anybody talk about the benefits of using Epsom salts for lawn care, also known as magnesium sulfate. And I want to know when and where I can use it to maximize the benefit.
I've never heard of anybody talk about it either. I'd be interested to hear, to learn more about it. I'm not familiar with any type of product like that for using Epsom salt on grass or landscape.
Well, everything I've read, it can balance the lawn pH level, it can boost plant growth, it makes foliage greener, and it can help your lawn flourish. I just didn't know if you knew anything about it.
No, I tend to leave the science to the chemist, and you know, I'm not a big fan of kitchen chemistry, so it sounds like if you don't mix it exactly right, you might, you know, you don't know what you could be putting on your plants.
I've heard of Epsom salts before. I haven't heard of that application, but Russ, that's maybe a project for a little research on our part. Thank you for the call. We'll go to Don next. You're on WGN. Hi, Don. How can we help you?
Oh, King John. Well, I was wondering, and I think Bob just answered this, at least in part, when's a good time for me to trim back my maple trees in my yard and my lilac bush?
Same answer. Yeah, January, February, that's the best time. And again, remember, you're going to sacrifice the lilac flowers in the spring.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I figured that. What if ComEd wants to come and do my tree sooner than that?
Well, unfortunately, they can do whatever they want, so you can't control it. And they'll just hack them back off the wires.
All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate listening to you.
Don, are you going to be doing any Gardner football games this weekend?
I've been doing soccer and volleyball, and actually this weekend I'm announcing the Grundy County Corn Festival in Morris. Tonight I get to crown the queen.
The voice of Grundy and some of those little towns and counties down that way. Don, good to hear you. Thanks for calling in. How about you, Deanna? You're on WGN.
Hi, John. Hi, Bob. How are you guys today?
Good, good.
I have a pear tree that we transplanted. It was probably 4 years old. In April or May, I moved it to another part of the yard because we're putting a second garage in. And I've been watering a lot, and it was doing great, but now, like, all the leaves are gone, but the woody part of the branches still are bendable. So I think it's going to make it till next year.
It should. If you could scratch back the bark and look in the, you know, the first layer of the skin underneath, and if it's green, it should be fine. It may have just gone into shock. Okay. I would definitely keep
That's
it watered.
Right.
And it wouldn't even hurt
every day,
to put fertilizer on it.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, that's good news and good luck. Let's go to, I think it is, say it again. Pix, you're on WGN. Pix, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Hi, Bob. Question for you real quickly. I'm not sure if it's bent grass or if it's Bermuda grass or if it's the same. But anyways, I have a ton of it. And what is the best way to eradicate this stuff?
First, to get the proper identification of it. They do look very similar. Bermuda grass looks very similar to bent grass, but the bent grass, they do have some selective herbicides that is meant just for bent grass. Bermuda grass, you're just going to have to use a non-selective herbicide. And the way you'll be able to tell which type of grass it is when it gets cold out.
It's probably for the golf course.
Oh, that is definitely bent grass, yeah.
Bent grass, but finish.
Okay.
Hold on a second. I want Bob to finish that thought. Bob, how do you tell the difference one from the other?
Well, the Bermuda grass is actually a warm season grass, and it when it gets cold out, that'll bleach out faster than any of your blue grasses, and it'll turn almost a brownish white. But it's a great grass for like Soldier Field is a Bermuda grass, but the only reason that it stays green is because it's a heated field, so the grass thinks it's in a hot environment. Warm season grass, so.
Okay.
That's why it's a great grass, though, for sports fields.
You might then find a selective herbicide for the one. The other one, you just got to kill it and everything else around it, huh?
Correct.
Hey, Bob, I'm kind of an October aerating person, but we have the ground moisture now from the recent rains. Is it too soon to aerate? Do you like people to wait until it's real dry to aerate, Bob?
No, actually, the little bit of moisture helps because the weight of the machine and the plugs can go deeper. If you can pull a nice 2-inch plug, that's the perfect depth. So, and no, I would definitely encourage it now. Don't wait for October. This is perfect weather for core aeration.
We have a large oak tree in our yard that is clearly dead. And now all of a sudden we have giant yellow mushrooms. They were probably about 60 of them. Does this mean the tree has to come down quickly?
No, it just means that the tree is decomposing, and the mushrooms are just the fungi coming off the roots.
And if you have the stump bored out, you're going to get mushrooms because of the root structure underneath, right? Don't they sort of feed on that?
They do, and the fact that it's an oak tree, that's a hard wood, so it's going to, it takes longer for it to decay.
How do I identify fungus in my sod?
Well, as an amateur, Google, or you could call a professional and they could probably identify it just by looking at it. There's so many different diseases it could be.
Really? Well, I mean, it's not just black. It could be orange or powdery or whatever.
Well, yeah, like an orange would be like a rust. Black would be like Pythium blight. That's one of the most destructive diseases that's out there. If it's just little spots, it could be dollar spot. It could be summer patch. And there's just books of diseases it could be.
And then do you got to find the right product to put on that for the specific disease?
And we have to do exactly what you don't like to do and read the label to see if it's on there. The specific disease, yes.
Can I use leftover fertilizer next year, or does it have an expiration date?
It does have a shelf life. It does degrade. I would recommend no more than one saving it for one season. That's it. But it will not be as effective next year as it is this year.
Susan, you're on WGN. What can we do for you?
Hi, I have full-size lilacs that were next to some sod, new sod that I watered, and the lilacs got overwatered, so they are drying up as if it's fall. And I know the normal season to trim them is after they bloom in the spring. Can I cut them back now and be? I'm okay with them not blooming next year. What do you suggest?
I would let them go into dormancy and do it again. Back to the first couple of questions we had, and do it like in January or February when you can really see the structure of the plant, and then adjust it accordingly, bring it down to the proper proportions.
So the month you want people to trim those back is what, Bob?
January or February.
Yeah. Wow, it's just kind of weird to think we're out there doing it then, but that's the best time, huh?
That's the best time, yes.
Okay. All right, Bob Bertog, President of Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling. I hope you can join us again, Bob.
I'll be here. All right. Thanks, John. Have
Susan,
a great week.
Everybody else, thanks for your calls.